Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Kristen Kemp's The Giver, an instructional guide for literature, is a classroom resource created to support the teaching of Lois Lowry's Newbery Medal novel, The Giver. Rather than retelling the novel, the guide supplies structured lessons, activities, and assessment-oriented materials for upper elementary and middle school readers, especially grades 4 through 8. Its purpose is to help teachers move students beyond plot recall toward close reading, vocabulary development, written response, and analysis of literary elements such as character, setting, conflict, theme, and point of view. The guide is part of the Great Works Classroom Resource Line, which typically pairs respected literary texts with practical instructional support. I can stouting people. Its value lies in translating a complex dystopian novel into manageable classroom sequences while preserving the intellectual weight of Lowry's questions about memory, conformity, choice, and social control. It is best understood as a teaching companion for educators, not as an independent study of the novel. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, chapter-based lesson structure for guiding sustained reading. A central feature of the guide is its organization around the progress of Lowry's novel, with activities that can be used as students move through the text. This structure matters because The Giver depends on gradual revelation. Students first encounter a society that appears orderly and safe, then slowly recognize the costs of its enforced sameness. A chapter-aligned guide helps teachers pace that discovery rather than treating the novel only through broad end-of-book discussion. By attaching questions, worksheets, and activities to specific sections, the resource supports comprehension at the moment students need it. This is especially useful for mixed-ability classrooms, where some readers may miss the significance of details about language, family assignments, rules, or memories. The format also reduces the planning burden on teachers by giving them a ready sequence that can be adapted to daily lessons, small group work, homework, or formative assessment. Its practical strength is not novelty of interpretation, but instructional timing. Secondly, close reading of dystopian society and hidden social control. The guide builds instruction around one of the novel's most teachable features, the contrast between a seemingly ideal community and the darker mechanisms that sustain it. Students are encouraged to examine how Lowry presents order, comfort, and predictability as attractive on the surface, while gradually exposing the loss of freedom, individuality, memory, and emotional depth. This focus gives teachers a concrete way to introduce dystopian literature without reducing it to a simple warning about bad governments. The novel invites students to ask how much safety a society can demand before it becomes coercive, and the guide can help turn that question into textual analysis. Activities tied to story elements allow readers to identify how setting, rules, word choice, and character reactions reveal the community's values. For grades 4 through 8, this is important because abstract political themes become accessible through evidence from the text. The guide, therefore, supports ethical and literary reasoning at the same time. Thirdly, vocabulary work connected to comprehension and interpretation. Vocabulary support is a practical component of the guide, and it is especially relevant for The Giver because Lowry's novel depends on precise and sometimes controlled language. Terms associated with community roles, rules, emotions, and memory are not merely difficult words. They shape how students understand the society in the book. A vocabulary activity can therefore serve more than a definitional purpose. It can prompt students to notice how language is used to limit thought, soften harsh realities, or make institutional decisions sound ordinary. In classroom use, this approach helps readers connect word meaning with authorial choice. For younger readers, vocabulary tasks also provide an entry point into close reading because they require attention to context rather than isolated memorization. The guide's inclusion of such activities supports both literacy development and interpretation. Its value is strongest when teachers treat vocabulary as part of the novel's system of meaning, not as a separate list to complete before discussion. Fourthly, writing activities that turn reading response into literary analysis. The guide emphasizes written response as a way to deepen students' engagement with the novel. This is important because The Giver often produces immediate personal reactions. Students may feel troubled by the community's rules, sympathetic toward Jonas, or surprised by the revelations about memory and choice. Classroom writing helps convert those reactions into claims supported by evidence. Prompts and activities can ask students to explain character motivation, trace changes in understanding, compare appearances with reality, or evaluate the consequences of communal control. For grades 4 through 8, this scaffolding is valuable because many students are still learning the difference between summary and analysis. A structured guide can model the movement from what happened to why it matters. It also gives teachers opportunities to assess comprehension, inference, and argument in manageable pieces. The most effective use of these writing tasks is iterative short responses during reading prepare students for more developed literary analysis at the end of the unit. Lastly, supplemental materials that add rigor without replacing the novel. The guide is positioned as a resource that adds rigor to the study of a complex literary work. Supplemental texts and extension activities are useful because the giver raises questions that extend beyond its plot, the value of memory, the role of pain in human life, the meaning of choice, and the risks of social uniformity. When carefully selected, supporting materials can help students compare ideas and recognize that the novel participates in larger conversations about utopia, dystopia, ethics, and civic life. The key instructional advantage is balance. A good literature guide should not overwhelm the primary text with unrelated exercises or busy work. It should return students to Lowry's language and narrative choices with sharper questions. Based on its classroom focus, Kemp's guide appears designed for practical integration worksheets, vocabulary, chapter activities, and supplemental reading can be selected according to available time and student readiness. This flexibility is what makes it useful across different classrooms. In conclusion, The Giver, an instructional guide for literature, is best suited for teachers, homeschool instructors, curriculum planners, and literacy specialists who are teaching Lowry's novel to upper elementary or middle school students. Its practical benefit is clear: it reduces the time required to design a coherent unit while supplying activities that support comprehension, vocabulary, close reading, discussion, and writing. Its intellectual benefit is that it helps students approach The Giver as more than a suspenseful classroom novel. Through structured analysis, readers can examine how a society that promises peace and equality can also suppress memory, emotion, freedom, and moral responsibility, compared with more generic novel study packets. This guide stands out because it is tied to a widely taught work of literary merit and appears to offer a fuller instructional framework rather than isolated worksheets. It is not a substitute for teacher judgment or for direct engagement with Lowry's text, and its strongest use will come from selective adaptation. Teachers can choose activities that fit their students while preserving discussion of the novel's ethical and literary complexity. In its category, its distinction lies in combining classroom practicality with enough rigor to support meaningful study of a challenging dystopian text. If you would like to support Kristen Kemp, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.